is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantelleresco, and we've posted his websites in the chat room. You also do a podcast, yeah. And that is Independ.
Independ.podomatic.com.
I posted that in the website.
You should go on there too. You know, take your shows and put them on there so people can, you know, have an access venue to you. You'd be surprised how many people that will bring to your audience. It's amazing. Something you might want to look into.
You were talking about colostrum. And the brand that you had found online, excuse me, I also bought some powdered colostrum. Oh, I can't remember the exact, I'd have to look up my records, but, and I was taking that for a while, but now I'm questioning whether that was a good one to take or not. It was in powder, and...
Well, contact these companies and ask them what percentage of colostrum is actually in there and how much of it is milk. You know, that's how you start. You got to start asking these questions. You know, when people contact me about the minerals that they're buying, you know, and I ask and I tell them all the time, did you ask the company if it was nano? You know, start asking these questions. You know, don't allow any company or guru or marketeer to come to you with bogus nonsense, you know, hyping a product that is, you know, it's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, you're going to leave tall buildings, bullets are going to bounce off, you're going to have x-ray vision, you know, and don't get caught up on the drama and the theatrics on these things. That's what's happening right now with this group from NASA. This is what gets me too on this, you know. Today, I guess it's one of my pet peeve moments I'm having with you. Not with you.
Oh, I know. You would never have a pet peeve moment.
No. I have too much fun with you with the DNA thing.
I know.
But my pet peeve is this. You know, when you got military industrial complexes like NASA and DARPA coming out here and selling people product and putting out such a theatrical pile of rubbish, and people run to these people. It's like, are you kidding me? These people have been sticking it up your backside sideways since you were born, and now you want to go and support them. Where is the logic here?
Exactly. Now, the brand I took was Symbiotics Colostrum.
Okay. Contact them. I would contact them.
Yeah.
I try not to buy too much from the health food store anymore because I find it's becoming more and more compromised. Even the products, even some of the companies, there's very few left in the health food industry that are selling you genuine stuff without excipient, high levels of excipients, without any silicon dioxide, aluminum lake, titanium dioxide, you know, natural and artificial flavors, microcrystalline cellulose. You know, the list goes on and on, all the crap they got in it. And going to like a box store like Costco, that's another no-brainer. Read the labels. You'll find that it's basically got industrial metal in most of those vitamins that they're selling there. So really, why are you buying these vitamins there? But, you know, it's the propaganda about getting supplementation and getting vitamins. I mean, when they advertise on TV, oh, you need a protein product, and they're showing you the soy-based product, like, really? That's not protein. That's estrogen in a bottle, you know. But it's a nice purple, pink-colored bottle, and you get all, you know, people get all gaga-eyed over this, you know. Mm-hmm. So I this is what astounds me. You know, when you hear people talking all the time about how, you know, we're being screwed over by the government, we're being screwed over by the military-industrial complex, we're being screwed over by pharmaceutical industries and nutraceutical industry. So why are you supporting them? You know, why aren't you going out and buying things in bulk and putting things together yourself? It's not that complicated, and you might learn a new skill if you start to apply yourself. These are the things I try to encourage people to do, to take the bull by the horn and then see if and run with it and see where you go. You might be surprised. Supporting these companies and these corporocracies only sticks the knife deeper in your back. That's all it does.
Right. What about colostrum from like a farmer.
There you go. And that's what I would be doing. That's what I would be doing. You can always dehydrate that yourself if you want to. You can leave it in the freezer, but that's the stuff you should be getting. The stuff coming from overseas, you don't know if it's been irradiated. You don't know how long it's been sitting on a warehouse. You don't know what they may have put into it. They may not have labeled everything that they put into it. Because remember, you're coming from a different country, different regulations. They may not have it listed. They may not think about listing some of this stuff. I mean, can you imagine? You know, it's loaded with silicon dioxide, aluminum, like titanium dioxide. You know, maybe it's a little bit of arsenic, a little lead. You know, you never know. But it's colostrum.
Right.
You know.
And really, we read the labels. We've always been encouraged to read the labels when we go shopping for anything. And just because something is highly advertised does not mean that it's good for you. And you mentioned that in the video that I watched. You talked about MSM. You mentioned that.
Well, because there's products out there saying they're organic sulfur. Like, really? Sulfur is not organic. It's synthesized in a lab. It's a synthetic. Okay, we're going to talk organic stuff. There's nothing in the vitamins that you're buying today that would be organic. It's impossible. It may come from a plant source or a protein source, but it has to be synthesized or it has to be extracted or converted or made in a lab in order for you to get, for instance, B1. B1 comes from rice husk. Well, you'd have to eat a boatload of rice husk to get 100 milligrams of B1, but you can extract it out of the rice husk. So in that sense, it is a synthetic because you're synthesizing the B1 out of the rice husk. But when you're talking some of the stupidity on some of this stuff, you know, organic sulfur. Really? Where? How is that organic? I even asked that question when I was doing the show. Where is the organic here? You know, it's not a carbon base. There's no carbon here. If anything, it'd be a protein-based food. You know, and that's the other thing, too, about carbon. Everything carbon-based now. It never was carbon-based. Everything wasn't always carbon-based. There were protein-based things. There were fat-based things. And carbon basically is a sugar. So, and when you're talking, calling everything a carbon-based, that is such nonsense and such stupidity. But this is such a play on words that they're doing today in the health food industry. And it's incredibly misleading, you know, and the so-called science today, you've got to kind of wonder.
Sure. Well, we do have a phone call from a Dr. Kelly, and she's called in before in California. So let's take a phone call. Dr. Kelly?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call, and it's good to be on air with you. I have a really interesting, obscure question, because even though I look like a human, I was deficient in taurine at one time, and I'm having a tough time finding that to supplement for my kitty food. Any suggestions?
Purebulk.com. Go to purebulk.com.
Awesome. And can I bother you for a phone number? Because I quit the computer.
All I do is I just type in purebulk.com.
Okay, I'll see if I can sweet talk someone into doing that for me. And
another company you might look at is Peak Nutrition. Hello?
Okay, I've written it down, and thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, thank you. I just looked up Pure Bulk, and let's see, contact. Phone number is 888-280-0050. Again, that phone number is 888-280-0050. They have a $49, free domestic shipping on all U.S. orders over $49. Okay. We were talking about colostrum. We were talking about some other things. You mentioned magnesium, which I think so many people are so deficient in so many things, particularly magnesium. But you include a whole lot of other ones.
Well, you have to, because the glyphosate didn't discriminate. It took everything out. It took iodine. It took iodine out of us. It took boron out of us. It took magnesium out of us. It took potassium out of us. It took sodium out. The big one. This is why I'm saying go with the chlorides, because the beauty behind the chlorides is they knock out biofilm, and we're loaded with it. Our body's immune system, the way it works, is the bacteria will swarm on whatever's inside the body to either break it down, lock it down, or disperse it out of the system. If it can't remove it, then it locks it down, so it can't spread. But when you're talking self-replicating, self-assembly, self-repair, this is a program. We're not just talking a particular matter that you're just, you know, metal. The metal part of it comes when you deactivate the program, which requires more removal. But you're talking about a program that's assembling itself inside your system, and your body's immune system does is tries to contain it or break it down and remove it. Well, if it can't do this, you've got a load of this material stuff inside your system, which is, again, spreading through your system. So the first thing we have to do is, first we've got to remove the biofilm, one of the things we have to do. And the second thing we have to do is we've got to turn off this technology or this nanogenetics. We have to turn that off. Once we turn it off, then we pull it out through either the bathing or through the buckets or through the bucket or through the triangles. And now I've showed, I'm not sure we showed you how to make the mini triangle.
Okay. I asked you, I think, about MSM.
Yep.
And what did you say? Somebody in the chat.
I see it. What do you think about MSM? Is it worth taking? It is worth taking. And if you combine it certain ways, you'll get all kinds of benefits out of it. But in order for it to really work, you need a teaspoon of that 4 to 5 times a day or every 3 hours.
Good heavens.
Well, that's how it works. Okay. Most people, you got to remember, because we have such a high toxic overload, we need something to help, again, pull the stuff out of the system. In regard to, you know, getting rid of some of this crap, to get the magnesium to work better, for instance, I'm going to add boron to it. I tell people all the time, you know, make the magnesium drink by taking a teaspoon of Epsom salt with a teaspoon of borax. Mix it together, add a little glycerin to the water, make a quart of it, stir it up, dissolve, and drink that throughout the day. This protects women big time, and men too, but women more so, because it helps knock the aluminum out of a woman's body, because the women are very susceptible to aluminum poisoning it acts as what they call a metalloestrogen. So we're looking at, again, keeping women's brains intact, because, again, the estrogen levels can get all rangy and you get mutations, and again, you can become very erratic because, again, metal poisoning in the head. So this is one of the things you can use to help offset some of the overload that you're getting from the skies, from the foods you're eating, you know. And so this is one way of getting in it. But the chlorides, they are phenomenal. And I want to get one real quickly. I don't know how much time we got left. Acid.
Yes, 45 okay. minutes we have.
Okay, so we got acids. We need acids.
Oh, for sure.
This alkaline thing cannot work without acid. Anybody that's going to tell you you're going to be high alkalinity, this is another set of retardation to the nth degree. If you overload the gut with alkalinity to a point where you shut it down, then nothing can get absorbed. You can't activate enzymes. You can't activate the conversions of your B vitamins. Nothing will work. And this was another one of these hijacked things saying, well, if you're alkaline, it kills cancer. If you're acidic, you can kill cancer. This is the thing that people don't get. Cancer, in simplest way, is an overload.
You actually agree with Professor Brian Peskin on this, and about the acids and about fats.
Yeah, you got to have them.
Absolutely.
These morons out here, and that's what they are. They're morons. Mm-hmm. They're misleading the general population with nothing but bullsh on the nth degree here. The acid is required to activate everything. Enzymes need acid. When you consume a protein, what do you break them down into? Amino acids. Why is it? Why does it go into a state of acidity? Because it combines with B vitamins and other things that require also an acid to convert it or to utilize it. The whole concept of being too acidic, and then you're getting into all this alkaline, you start shutting down your function in your colon. Your colon is your pot. Your stomach has what in it? Does it have high levels of calcium? Does it have super high levels of magnesium or even boron? No. It has hydrochloric acid. You have citric acid in the body. You have ascorbic acid in the body. Why do we have these acids in the body if we're not to be on some level acidic? See, we should be in homeostasis. That's the thing we should be into. See, you can get a cancer from being too alkaline. It's called alkalosis. And when you're in a state of alkalosis, you open your body up to viral infections. They tell you by being alkaline, you neutralize viruses. That's a lot of horse hockey. It's the acids that remove the viruses. It's the acids that remove the parasites. It's the acids that remove the microbes. Okay, that's what acid does. You know, when they said, let's do some acid, man, yes, let's do some acetic acid. Let's do some butyric acid. Let's do some propionic acid. Let's do some lactic acid. You know, let's do some ascorbic acid. Let's do some malic acid. You see what I mean? There's so many, and they do so much on so many levels. When you're getting a high doses of genetically engineering or genetically modifying material that gets inside your body and alters your DNA's functionality, it doesn't matter what state of alkalinity or acidity you're in, you are going to break down with either some autoimmune disorder, some mutation, or some kind of cancer. That's hands down, and nobody who knows anything can refute this unequivocally. There's no refutation on this. You have an overload and your system can't remove it, you are going to have a mutation. End of story. And the only way you're going to stop the mutations of the cancers or the autoimmune disorders or anything else that is affecting your body is by removing the cause of what's going on. What the health food industry is doing today is it's treating symptoms. It's doing the exact same thing that the medical industry is doing and the allopathic industry is doing. And the problem we're having with the health food industry is we've got too many allopaths getting involved with it now that are bringing in their philosophies and their stupidity into this industry because they are following the same paradigm that's been said for the last 40 years, and nobody's stopping to say, hey, wait a minute, nothing is getting done here. People are not finding solutions anymore. People are still are having the cancers and they're dying. They're dying from some genetic stuff. We've got STDs now, which, in all honesty, are not STDs. These are, again, programming that is getting into people. And I suspect it was done through the vaccines. When two people interact, it creates a chemical reaction. Okay? When that chemical reaction happens, it triggers a response or a program. And that's what's happening with a lot of people who've got the herpes and all these other wonderful things that don't seem to go away and seem to get worse over time. And the interesting thing about that condition is it always on schedule or on a program activates every month, same time, same channel, same place. That's a program. That's not a virus. That was created in a lab. That was created to, what's the term? Compromise people.
Right. Amazing. All righty. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanne, and we have Tony Pantelaresco on our program, and you were talking about acids. I have a little note, and I always, if you have sufficient hydrochloric acid in your stomach and you take additional HCl, then you're going to get a stomach ache. You're going to burn. Sometimes when people get older, they think they don't have enough. And, of course, you have a lot of over-the-counter medications that encourage the taking of things for acidity, when, in fact, they're doing those products are taking away the acid that you actually need. But if you don't need any and you take it, then your stomach is going to burn. And you have Go ahead.
It depends on how you do it. I mean, I always tell people, when you use hydrochloric acid, take one or two spoonfuls of whatever it is you're eating and then take the pill afterwards. So this way something's in the stomach, so that minimizes that effect. So you don't get that burning in the gut. Okay. I mean, if you take it on an empty stomach, you're going to have a problem. You're definitely going to have a problem. You know, okay. But if you take let's say you're going to be eating, something that's going to be very alkaline. You know, say you're going to eat a salad or something. Well, you're going to need to increase the acidity in that, very much so. So you may want to even mix the HCl with a little bit of yogurt before you even consume about 15 minutes This way it gets it down in there, it coats it, and then so this way it doesn't, so then when it lets go, it's because the bacteria and the lactic acid will activate the gelatin capsule to break it down. So so anyway, it all depends on how you deliver it.
Okay. Now, you also, in the video that you made, or in the podcast that you made, you were talking about, you mentioned MMS, you mentioned do people really need all the vitamins that they take, you mentioned protein drinks, dairy products, lights from the pet store. You also mentioned omega-3s, no flaxseed oil, to use things like MTC, ghee, cultured milk, kefir. Anyway, and we do have some callers also. But can you address all,
we got
all that?
Today.
we don't have enough time here, really.
The thing is this. Like I said, we got so many allopaths that jumped into this industry. They have caused they've muddied the water so badly that everybody's forgotten about the basic fundamentals that we should be using. Saturated fat and omega-6s is what we're comprised of mostly. The omega-3s, all they are is oxidizers. So all the nonsense that they came out with, this Udo's guy when he came over here, what a load of bullshit that guy was. Basically, he was selling fish oil products because the Norwegian fishing industry at the time had so much of this fish oil, they didn't know what to do with it. So they, instead of just like they did with soy and canola and all these other things they'd done, and molasses and whatnot, they put it in the health food industry and called it a health food.
Yes, I didn't know molasses was sludge.
Yeah, sludge. That's all it is. Just basically leftover crap from mud, dirt, and other kinds of crap that they pull out. So they sold it as a health food. Soy. That's how soy got into being a health food, really. They had so much of the stuff that it was left over. It was cheaper to feed it. Usually you crapped it out, put it in the water supply or whatever, and then they didn't have to pay for it. The whole health food industry was nothing but a leftover industry to take away the garbage and the waste byproduct of the industrial and the industries that were already out there. They were using these things. So when we're looking at some of the stuff they put in, they're like, why did they put silica in our food supply? Because they knew back in 1960, and again, if someone's really interested in finding the information, go on my website, augmentedforest.com, and look at the nano transformation. There's a whole PDF on the whole research, what they did in 1960, and why they stopped the research, because they saw it caused high levels of genetic damage to the lifestyle, to the livestock. So they quit, but they put it in the food supply, they put it in all the bread. Well, 10 years later, 1970 rolled by, autoimmune disorders skyrocketed, lupus skyrocketed, fibromyalgia skyrocketed, the cancers started to skyrocket because the silica, whether it's orgasmically organic or not, you have no way of breaking it down. None.
All righty. Oh, we're taking a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantelaresco. He's talking about acids, oils, silica. Personally, silica is sand.
Exactly.
Why would I want to eat sand?
Exactly.
I've done it before.
They tell you with dimethyl syrup that you don't absorb it, right?
I just don't believe that. I'm sorry.
You don't absorb it in the sense through the normal digestive system, because you don't have any acid in the system in your body that can break it down. Not one.
Right.
Now you can use a phosphorus to transfer it into the cell. And you can use a saponin to transfer it into a cell and possibly connect it to a salt to transfer it to a cell. But when it gets into the cell, what it does is it shuts down all cellular communication. So what happens is you can have a mutation going on in that part of your body, and your body can't read it because there's no communication going to the rest of your immune system or to your DNA to activate a defense mechanism to remove this stuff. So when they're taking silica, okay, there's a guy in the chair who says taking it for a long time. He doesn't know what DNA damage is doing to him. He thinks it's doing him well and wonders and all this stuff because he thinks it's detoxifying him or whatever. But he doesn't know that's also deactivating his DNA. And if he actually looked at the research, he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And a lot of the food in the silos, they're spraying silica, and it's also a nanometal. So when you're talking in the silos, they're using sulfuryl fluoride, the This is why so many women had thyroid issues, because of the sulfur carrying that fluoride salt into the thyroid, damaging and displacing the iodine. And they were putting silica in there as well. So you had a combination of things happening all at one time. So when people talk about they're taking silica in any form, doesn't matter what it is, whether it's in horsetail, whether it's in that, I forgot what company is putting it out from Germany, you have absolutely no way of breaking it down.
Sand is sand.
They use silic acid in the industry to be able to dissolve silica, but if you were to take the silic acid in your gut, it would literally burn a hole in your gut because you have no way of regulating that acid. So these people that are taking these products, and then they can't figure out why they're having problems, you know, in their brain or some other part of their body, because they've been accumulating this stuff for a period of time.
Right.
So a lot of times they hear the, again, this is where the guru BS marketing comes in. They throw all these graphs and charts and whatnot. But when you actually look at the actual research and the actual and why they stopped doing the research, because it was so deadly and so dangerous, you know, and then again, they threw it in the health food industry, and that's been the problem.
Right.
The FDA will go after ascorbic acid because ascorbic acid can reverse telomere damage, can remove cancers from the body, can restore the system, support your adrenals, boost your immune system, has tons of effect in collagen repair. It's a restorative. But they'll attack that morning, noon, and night. But something like silica, something like this carbon C60, something that is just nothing but toxic waste that's in the health industry, they turn a blind. Soy. They have known soy since 1955. The FDA knew that soy was a garbage dumped food. It's one of the most toxic foods on the planet at this point in time. And they know it. They know it's loaded with glyphosates. They know it's loaded with smart sensors. They know it's loaded with nanotechnology or nanobiology. It's a nanogenetically altered plant. They know this. They know it causes all kinds of death and mayhem on the endocrine system. They know this. Do they attack it? No. Do they regulate it? No. They allow this to be exported to Asia and other parts of the world. So the FDA is involved with biological or nanobiological warfare.
No, really?
That's how
the FDA?
Yeah.
They wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, that's how we have to actually start looking at this. Don't just call them an FDA.
I'm being
Oh, I know. No, but that's what you just did is what people say. Because they can't believe it. This is an organization in America, and not just America. They regulate Canada. They regulate Europe. Even China has a China FDA.
Designed for corporate structure and profit.
That's it. And warfare.
Okay, so you don't eat any omega-3s. You don't take flaxseed oil.
Nope.
You use omega-6, MTCs, ghee. Why don't we take – we've got these – people hanging on, wanting to ask questions. So let's take Chris near Las Vegas.
Well, hello there, Deanna and Tony Time Valoresco.
Hi.
You know,
hey,
Deanna.
How you doing?
Marvelous, Tony. You are such a fountain of information, but you're kind of like hooking up to a fire hose for most of us out here. But I have a couple of questions on some other topics than you're speaking of, but generally related to your overall conversation. I'm kind of curious if you have any speculation on relationship to the chemtrails relating to rhinitis, perhaps, I guess you might call it arthritis, drying and itching and continual crusting in the inner ear. And I've noticed quite a few people I know, including myself, have these crustaceans and these little bloody bleedings from the nose. Now, we do live in the dry climate near Las Vegas in the desert, but I think that the chemtrail sprayings have developed an exacerbating effect that are causing these things to react up really well, really bad, and there's not much to do for them other than try to keep it lubricated and moist. What do you think?
Well, how about adding phosphorus to the equation? Go get some sunflower. Go get some sunflower lecithin at your local health food store. Get the Now brand because it's one of the cleaner ones, and start using that. Phosphorus is required for the year to help in detoxification. The chemtrails have a drying agent. That's one of the things, reasons why they were using it initially, was to, in its initial stages, they were using it for hurricanes and things. They would drop these materials into the hurricanes to dry it up, to stop it from increasing its velocity. So there are drying agents and excipients in the chemtrails that would do what you're saying, for sure. You know, your skin is drying out. You're drying out, literally. You know, because these metals, when they get inside your system, they also alter your genetic code and your DNA functionality. You're also being exposed to high levels of thorium and strontium up there, which is also causing genetic and DNA damage and causing you to, again, dry out. So there's a lot up there. There's about 43 chemicals that we know of for sure that's up there that we know is causing problems on all levels. There's titanium dioxide up there. There's zinc oxide up there. There's nano silver up there. You know, there's barium that's up there. There's aluminum. You know, and we look at aluminum and barium and all these materials that are up there and the drying effect that they have. And you have to understand, too, they've been doing this since 1947. So if you were to take a green high-powered laser and you pointed it at the ground at nighttime and not move, you would see that particle beams in the laser beam would be broken. It would be acting like a Tyndale effect with particulates in a liquid solution. You would find the same thing happening in the air at ground level, and that's what you're breathing. That's what you're being exposed to. And there have been other people I have contacted with at nighttime who have cameras on their homes, and they have had to slow. They have slowed the footage down at a super slow rate, and what you see floating in the air coming from the chemtrails is staggeringly, dangerously frightening. So there's a lot more going on than what we see with the naked eye. So, yeah, definitely, there's going to be a connection. There's also going to be a connection in the foods you're eating. They're spraying nano in the foods you're eating. Nano silver is being used as a pesticide. Nano silver is being put in your meats at the grocery store, in the box goods, in the canned goods. You notice they're saying now there's less salt in some of the canned goods because they replaced the salt with nano silver, which then causes genetic damage especially to the male genitalia. It literally shreds the male genitals. So this is another thing that they've added to that equation.
A compound question on that same premise: does this also have a relationship to Morgellons and that insidious disease that's been engineered?
There's no Morgellons. That's a lot of horse hockey. It's nano poisoning or nanogenetics. Morgellons was another distraction that they got everybody going to thinking that's a pathology or simple biology. It isn't. This is an incubated nanobiology that everyone's being exposed to, and what's happening is, when the nanoparticulates are exposed to the body's proteins react a certain way, biofilm reacts a certain way, and because I've pulled this stuff out of my system all the time. So when you look at these pictures with this gelatinous material, that's biofilm that your body's producing. And when you see these components inside the biofilm, these are actual fullerenes that are constructing within that parameter, and then eventually it uses that biofilm to extend its network and create bigger lines. The way nano assembles, it needs a ligand. If you fire a frequency on any kind of nanotech, it won't do anything until you give the common denominator where it can attach itself and assemble. So anybody that was propagating Morgellons initially, Gwen Scott, when she first started talking about this, she was the closest one at that time when she called it a pseudo-life form. And then the goofball that was with her went after on it, and she called it a synthetic life, and she was correct 100%. Brian 396 came out shortly thereafter, and he was the one that actually exposed the nano connection to this. So he's the guy that really came out with it and shot it down or shed the light on this. She got it going. He got it. He initiated it further, and then I came along to initiate the solutions to further see how the mechanisms of this thing work, and gave my contributions to the research. And we've been exploring this morning, noon, and night on this. So if you're wanting to call this what it really is, this is a nano nanogenetic is what it is. It's entire because they're attaching your genetic code to a nano programming, and it's causing the alterations to occur.
Right.
Wow. Thank you so much, Deanna. Tony, always enjoy you over on the MicroEffect, too. So thanks for coming over to RBN and sharing your knowledge over here. Be blessed.
Thank you,
Ray. Chris. All right, let's take Susie in Arkansas. Susie.
Hi. Susie? Really appreciate your taking it. Tony, I heard your show yesterday, and you gave a phone number to contact you. Can I ask you to do that now and slowly so I can copy it?
No worries. 519-977-5351.
Now, being that you're in Canada, is that a special kind of connection from here?
Some people have a service in the United States where they can connect to Canada and there's no extra charge. Some people it's long distance, so you'd have to, contact your phone provider.
I think it is okay. Long distance.
Okay, so you have to contact them to validate, verify that.
It's worth it.
Okay, and also you said that you do consult, and because I have several questions. And I don't want to take up everybody else's time for that.
I do consultations.
And he's really cheap.
Right.
Really inexpensive.
Cheap is okay.
In other words,
no, inexpensive.
I'm sure I can afford it.
Yes, he's wonderful. He's like, more giving. Go ahead.
I really appreciate everything that you're saying. And I live out here in the country, and I'm trying to grow my own food. And or at least as much of it as I can, and I do demonstrate some of the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Okay.
And about 4 years ago, I think it was, I had a stroke. They say anyway, sent me to a hospital, and I was extremely furious. And anyway, don't go near doctors if I can help it.
Well, let's say hypothetically you're still feeling the effects of a stroke. In order to reverse that, go get yourself some niacinamide, 500 milligrams, and go get some inositol, 500 milligrams. Take the two together 5 times a day, and within a couple months you'll be right back to square one before the stroke.
Wow. Okay, I do take sunflower lecithin, but that's different, isn't it?
Well, sunflower lecithin has choline and inositol in it, so you can then all you need to do then is just add the B3 to it or niacinamide, and you're good to go.
Okay. All right, and give me the amounts again. You said it was 5 times a day.
5 times a day, 500 milligrams. So if you're taking the liquid sunflower lecithin. You can go a little bit more. Just take 1/5 of a teaspoon of that. That's all you need.
Okay, I take the dry.
Okay, the dry, then same thing, 1/5 of a teaspoon.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful. Oh, bless you.
Give it a go.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Susie.
Take care.
Now, you mentioned niacinamide, which is without the flush.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Takes 3 or 4 days. If you haven't done niacin before and you get a flush for the first 3 days and then your body gets used to it. But when it first happens, you kind of think you're having some kind of a problem.
I'll tell you an experience I did once. I was testing a growth hormone release. I was doing some research way back years ago, and they said if you took 200 milligrams of niacin before going to bed, it will stimulate a growth hormone response. But you got to take it and be ready to fall asleep. So I thought, okay, you know, that's cool. I'm going to try this. So I took 200 milligrams. I waited till I got really good and tired, And so I took it, and I laid down, and just as I was ready to fall into that sleep, it kicked in. Talk yeah. about, I was sunburnt from head to toe for 45 minutes.
Yes, and it itches.
I didn't feel the itching. I felt the fire.
Yes, it really is something. Yeah, oh. And it's very obvious. Usually it starts in my ears, and then it moves down, and yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, we were talking about not eating omega-3s, not eating flax oil, but using real good oils. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantelaresco, and the video or the audio that I listen to is called Acids, Silver, and Vinegar. I just posted it into the chat room, and he answers a lot of questions, talks about, well, just what it says, acids, silver, and vinegar. It's a fabulous, fabulous program. Absolutely fabulous. All right, do people really need all the vitamins that they take just because they heard from some friend that, oh my gosh, we have to start taking that vitamin or this vitamin?
Well, everybody probably needs some kind of supplementation. I would say, especially in today's times because of what we're exposed to. And depending on your environment where you live would be one of the determining factors of what you should be taking. But to go into a health food store and buy every vitamin in the shelf is insanity. You know, and if you, you know, I'm in a environment today where I'm not physically active like I was 30 years ago. So obviously I'm not eating like I did 30 years ago because I don't need to do that because I'm doing something else now. But I do take, for instance, I still take enzymes. I still take minerals. I will still mix certain herbal combinations. I will still take, you know, I'll eat my saturated fats. I'll eat my, I'll use my omega-6s. I'm constantly making liposomes for myself so that I can make sure that it's getting where it needs to go. So when you're looking, you know, do we need to take everything that you're hearing? No. Most of these people, you have to understand, are there to market, and that's all they are there to do. Now, unless you had a private consultation with these people that are selling these products to determine whether or not you even need these products is another story. See, I have no dog in the fight. I don't have any invested money in any supplement company. So when I'm telling you go to purebulk.com, it's not because I have money invested in these guys. They got good products. I use them. So if I'm going to use them, I'm going to advocate them because I've seen that they've got good stuff. I've used it, and I've seen benefits. I don't have a dime invested in Now Brands. Not everything that Now Brands sells is good either. About 50% of their products are really good. Other stuff, like their multiples, they need to work on some of these things to get some of these excipients out of them. But as an overall company, they're probably one of the better ones in the health food industry today, bar none. You know, but mm-hmm. You still have to read your labels, and you still have to determine for yourself what you need based on how you're living and how you're eating. If you're living off of TV dinners, you can take all the vitamins in the world. They ain't going to do you a hill of beans. If you're eating all this soy and you're being a vegan or you're being a tutti frutti and eating this fruitarian type of diet, good luck with that. In today's times, those foods are probably the most toxic or most polluted foods that you can consume today because of what those foods are exposed to. There's no safe food supply. Get over this orgasmically organic nonsense. You know, ooh, it's organic. You know, get over it. You know, unless it's coming from a greenhouse, you're growing it in your own greenhouses, or you're growing a vertical garden indoors, you're growing an aquaponic indoors, chances are, high probability, like 99.999 out of 100, you're eating something either genetically engineered, nano-engineered, or nano-polluted on some form or some level.
Well, thanks for cheering us all up.
I didn't know that was the last minute, or I wouldn't have went into that.
No, you're terrific. You're terrific, Tony. Okay, so you're our new superhero, terrific Tony.
No superheroes. They just get killed.
Okay, thank you so much.
Listen, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye bye. Bye bye. Talk with you next week. Take care.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose